We are live on a thing. And
please do not swear. Except
we are live. This is.
Please do not swear.
Well, it's after reason? 9 o'clock. It's after 9 o'clock, Spanner.
Yeah, it is here. It is here.
Okay.
Stop making that noise.
Sorry, I'm just
straining. Okay. What's going on?
He's straining his juices. He has to, otherwise, yeah.
There's his brain doesn't flow.
Yeah. So how are you?
I'm good. I am. Well.
Okay, everyone. How is everyone doing?
Good. I am good.
For anyone who's just come in, we were to do this radio show and we've had a few technical issues today, so apologies for the lateness. First of all, we had Mega G Wolf and his Twitch account messing up, which was due to Twitch itself, so bad for Twitch. And I realised, oh, we're still recording, that's good. And in addition to this, we've had some issues with our video. If it's not the broadcaster, it is. So it was also the Skype and my audio on my laptop. So I think for the next show that we do, which I don't know, maybe tomorrow, maybe Wednesday, depending on what happens, we will need to be better prepared for this. There's been some last minute things, there's been this and that, but we're here until about an hour and a half, and then we'll have every place on radio. So for those who are listening in, welcome to the Hatton Contest opening ceremony. Hooray!
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do! Oh wait, that's Pokemon.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
Doesn't matter, Fitz!
I know we've got people in listening, and they're thinking, well, it's a bit quiet. I was expecting more people. Well, hopefully in the next ones we'll have more people. The main show, however, is the one Sunday, as it is the results. So be sure to be here for Sunday. You will get all the results. You'll get everything.
We're going to have our standard Overlord appearance, aren't we?
Yeah, you know, I could probably ask if he's here, but I don't see him.
Sunday.
I will ask him in for our next shows, however. Anyway, I don't think we've introduced ourselves. My name's Spanner. I pretty much run this contest. It does say that Ayla runs this contest, but unfortunately, generally what happens with Ayla is she runs into some issues, and generally she can't be here most of the time. I haven't seen her for a while. This happens a lot. So, don't worry, we've got all the judges, we've got contingency plans and everything in place, so even if she's not around, the contest can still go on.
The dream lives on. I am Dalek Sam. I am Spanner's underling, in a way, for this week, and every other day I'm usually 5 notches ahead of him, but today I am supporting him because this is his show.
You are my servant, oh. Who else have we got today?
I'm
Megag Wolf.
Oh.
you go
One
ahead!
One at a time, please. One at a time.
I'm Mercury and I'm just a judge. That's all I do.
It's very nice to talk to you, Mercury, though.
And we have everyone's favourite person in here. He can introduce himself. You've got to do your introduction that we all enjoy you for.
Hey guys, I'm Clement. Kidding.
No, you're Some Call Me Johnny, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Some Call Me Johnny will be on later on for our late night streams. Well, late night in the UK, it's 1 a.m. For Americans, it's 8 p.m. EST, where he will be streaming. He may be a bit later than usual, as he has prior commitments. Anyway, this is a bit... I know it's something, it's like, hey, we don't know what we're doing. Please, bear with us for this spawn. We will improve for our next shows. So, yeah, anyway, I'm going to go over the entries that we have today. We're going to review a few of them, but we're just going to talk about, well, we're just going to mention this year's entries. So, in the list, we've got an Ordinary Sonic VOM hack by Sinosu, and everyone knows about this hack, and we will be talking about this one. We've also got Classic Sonic in Sonic 4 Episode 2 by DarioFF, Egg Fleet in SADX by Pablo Drago, Mega Harvest by GT Cooper, Metal Sonic Hyperdrive by Kaz, who's also known as MK Darkon, Sally Acorn in Sonic the Hedgehog 2 by E122Psy, Sonic 1 CD Remake by Bobby Shate, Sonic 1 Color Contrast by The Invisible Sun, which Mega Dreewolf played earlier, Sonic 1 The Harder Levels by The Harder Level Project, Sonic 2 Adventure Edition by Me and Mary, Sonic 2 Build-A-Burger by Super Egg, who isn't here, and he's a judge. I don't know why he's not here. Sonic 2 Recreation.
Apparently.
Oh, okay. Sonic 2 Recreation Part 1 by Red Hot Sonic. Sonic 2 Battle Network by Morph. Sonic Adventure Generations by Dude and a bunch of other people. Sonic Classic Heroes Rise of the Chaotix by Sonic Generations Adabat Adventure Pack for PC by RKO and a bunch of other people. Sonic Generations Unleashed Project by DarioFF and a lot of people. Sonic Green Snake by Green Snake. You'll be glad to know that this one actually doesn't have stolen content for once. Hooray!
Yay!
It doesn't have any of my stuff in it. Yay!
My
stuff. Grow up so fast.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2 Time Attack by Red Hot Sonic. Sonic the Hedgehog Never Stop Running by Shinosu. Sonic vs. Camera by Green Snake. And Sonic Winter Adventures by Vladik Comper. These are the ones that you can download and watch the videos and vote for the community trophies. The next few are partial private hacks where you can find out about them, you can watch the videos, you can see the video, see the screenshots, but you can't play them and you can't vote for the trophies. We've got Mr. Needle Mouse, who was submitted by Tar Heel Tim, but the creator is MK Amix, who had a throat infection and submitted it for him. Sonic 06 Male Poncho Power Pack, which doesn't even have a download for some reason. It says it's coming in Christmas, but how are we going to be able to play this hack? It's for Sonic 06, there's no PC version. Do you need a modded console or something? Please, Male Poncho, tell me how you play this hack. Sonic 1 Sonic CD Edition by Anime Master, Sonic 2 Sonic 3 Edition by Alrighty Man, which that hack you will get to see it played by Mega Dewolf, and some Call Me Johnny has asked for it. Sonic 3 Day Garden Edition by Day Garden. And there's a bunch of other incomplete hacks that didn't make it. Maybe we will talk about them later on in the week. But what does everyone think of the hacks overall?
Well, I've only played three of them on the list that I think that are the updated ones so far, because I'm trying to limit myself, considering I need to fill a whole week's worth. Well, I suppose four, actually. I forgot about Michael Bay version.
Oh, Michael Bay version. Did we even mention that? I think I overlooked it. is it even... Yes. Yeah. Sonic MBV, which I now know stands for Michael Bay version, by Selby, and it's basically a classic Selby offering. If you suffer from seizures, epilepsy or anything, it's not a hack you will be playing, unless you do want
Stay
to go to the hospital. Oh, and there's
I hear
also,
it has good music, though, Spanner.
Yeah, I know it does. Sonic Random Hacks LZ Demo, I guess Lavin's Demo, by Electropol. I'm going to get a drink, we'll be back in a minute. Talk amongst yourselves, and then we'll start a few reviews, okay?
Okay.
And don't shit on me, because I'll be reviewing the podcast earlier. Later, sorry, I'm botching like fuck here. Please help me.
So, what do you think about that Spanner guy, Mega G-Wolf?
I don't know. Apparently he's like a Time Lord, though, because he can review the review earlier than we've actually recorded it.
That's amazing.
I know. I wonder how he does it. What technology does he harness from the power of the Emeralds? The Chaos Emeralds, naturally.
The Emerald
Chaos
Emeralds.
Control! It all makes sense! Oh my god.
It's all clear to us now. The secret has been revealed.
The secret is the power of the Emeralds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually. Wow. No, but
I ain't gonna let it get to me. I'm just gonna... Okay.
I do think the turnout this year has been a really good turnout, though. Last year's turnout wasn't the best, but this year, there's a lot of really strong entries this year, and public ones as well.
Oh.
I'm particularly impressed by the improvement that Metal Sonic Hyperdrive shows over the last year.
Yeah, like, I haven't actually gone through that yet, but I've heard everyone saying that's a great improvement from the past.
I've only played a few of them, but there are some in here that I'm really looking forward to trying out, like Sonic 2 Recreation. I also want to try out the harder levels. I'm kind of saving that one for one of the later days. Just kind of waiting for it, because I really like the first one. Obviously, Metal Sonic Hyperdrive that you were talking about. Apparently, it's got a lot of praise, so I'm looking forward to trying
praise
that out.
Praise him!
Praise him!
Yes, praise him! Anyway, before we go to reviews, if you have Twitter, please follow us at SH Contest. This was just made earlier today because some people are last minute, myself. We'll be tweeting some stuff. We will be reminding you of the events and everything. And we do have a few events. Today we have a daily contest, a level design that only one person has won. And basically the point of these daily contests is at the end of the week, it's going to be some sort of Sonic hack, Sonic 1 hack, based on the Green Hill Zone stage. But essentially we were looking for today to get a bunch of entries doing level design. We've only had one by a fellow judge, Day Garden. It may just be a small hack with one level then, who knows. Tomorrow will be another daily challenge, and we're going to have them all until Saturday, I believe. We've also got a big challenge, if you know what I mean. Can I get an ooh? Yeah.
I don't know if that's what you were hinting at, but I went with it.
Okay, if you check on the website, this is a hack that if you do this, you will win $100. That's if you're the only one who submits. If there are other people that submit, it will be judged. And you may make it, but you will go home with nothing. Basically, we are wanting a hack with everyone's favourite person, Big the Cat. And he's got to be a playable character. He's got to fish. He's got to enjoy his hobby. He's going to fish for badniks and other stuff. Maybe he'll be fishing for Froggy. You can do more to that. If you want to have everyone's favourite voice actor, John St. John, do Big. I've got frogs of steel. I've got frogs of steel. You can go for
I've
that.
I've got froggies of steel.
Yeah. Sonic Boom 2000.
But will the cash prize increase if they make Hawaiian guitar music for it?
Ask Marky Jester. Sonic Boom 2013.
Fuck, I think I might do that now.
Yeah, at Sonic Boom 2013, Takashi Iizuka said that Froggies were big because Iizuka likes aliens because, you know, he has wisps in a Sonic Lost World, but he doesn't like Big the Cat. And, you know, that's really hurtful. Who cares about aliens? We want Big. We want Big eating those donuts in the Desert Ruins level. But no, he doesn't want that. You know, he's more interested in these aliens and these speed boosters and everything. Well, you know what? Go for it. Hold on. Also,
you know, I actually
you can
unironically like Big the Cat, so I'm kind of looking forward to what people make.
Yeah, but anyway, you've got to just completely... If anyone makes anything, that is a thing, but this is incentive. If you can pull this all off, and it's got to be a full playable hack, so if you're doing Big and Sonic 1, every single level's got to be completable. So figure out what you're doing for slopes or something, you can circumvent that, who knows, or make them smash. I don't know, but if you do this all, and if the judges see if it's okay, because there may be a few other entries that you'll win the money, and you'll win the big trophy, which this year isn't for the worst hack that was submitted, because we don't have that. Instead, the big trophy is for putting big in the hack. You've got Monday till Saturday to produce this well-demanded feature presentation. If you can do this, you can work as a team if you want, send it to shc@sonicresearch.org, and we'll go for it. And you've got to have a PayPal account as well if you want the money. There is also a cash prize for the Hidden Palace Trophy, which is the first place in the contest. It's $250. So this year you will actually get a cash prize. It is ready to be dispatched as long as the winner has everything needed. We also intend to send a framed picture of one of Ayla's plants. How we are going to figure that out, I have no idea. Anyway, anyway, we're going to start reviewing, and we've got to do... We're just really going through the list, actually. We're going through everyone's favourite hack. From what I've seen, everyone likes this hack. Because they must praise him.
Praise him.
Because it's relevant right now, I guess.
Yeah, it's an ordinary Sonic Bomb hack by Sunil Su, one of our judges, who can't be with us today, sadly. The title does say an ordinary Sonic hack. That's wrong. Praise
him.
It's
meant to be misleading.
So there's this creepypasta called Sonic.exe. And this is what Mark's done. He has implemented Sonic.exe in an actual hack. And the point of this is that you have to play levels, but sometimes you get transported to this fucked up kind of level. And eventually there's this evil Sonic tries to home into you, and you get the drowning music playing. And when the drowning music ends and you haven't found a monitor to restore the level, you die, and you get a nice message.
You do more than just die.
You get a message of death,
of doom,
with creepy laughter.
Of doom.
Of doom. Mega G Wolf did play this earlier, so
he also
thank
did
you.
A really good video on the original creepypasta as well. If you haven't seen that, Spanner,
I don't. You know, I don't pay attention to much things nowadays. I've been working on a hike in Torontes. I've got things, other things to look at. Just shows you how much I used to do.
More important things to do than watch that Mega Geo fella. I mean, seriously.
I
made a video
did.
Where I pretty much recreated the creepypasta, kind of. I tweaked a few things because there were certain things I couldn't do. But, this hacker, one of the main... most amazing reasons that I could not wait for this to come out to the public was so that people stopped asking me for it. Oh my god, the amount of comments I'd get daily asking where the link was or where I could send it to them.
If people kept on doing asking me, I would send them a ROM. But basically I would send this ROM that isn't what they're looking for, and at the end they would need bleach. They would need bleach.
I'm looking forward to Sonic and Friends.bin.
Yes. If you do want Sonic and Friends.bin, do ask, but you will need eye bleach afterwards. So what does everyone think of this hack?
It's winning the Hidden Palace Trophy.
Well, we will see on that. There's so many entries. It could, however, I'm sure this is a top 3 entry. This has to be a top 3 entry. It looks so simple, but it's not.
Mm-hmm. I think the Omochao version.
Oh god, no.
Was a hack a while back.
Yeah.
Where every time you grab a ring or do anything, the Omochao window pops up and explains it to you, and it gets longer and longer every time.
Yeah, that was
anything.
That kind of joke hack is funny, but I don't like it when they aren't playable, because you just kind of get partially through it and go, oh, well, that was funny, and you stop. But this doesn't just say, oh, it's the Sonic EXE creepypasta, and then you're done with it, because it actually works. You can play all the way through, and the challenge ramps up, and it actually gets really nerve-wracking, especially in the bosses. The Spring Yard one, the monitor just falls right through the floor, and you're like, no, 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 no.
It's really... I think really this will make up for the lack of a Colin C10 entry this year. Every year
I was
Colin
about
C10,
to say that, yeah.
Every year Colin C10 would come and make a hack, and it was nowhere to be seen. It's millions of North Koreans were crying about that, but we were given something that I'm sure Colin C10 would have done. So I think this could probably get the Robotnik's Revenge trophy. Because that's the obligatory Con C10 entry, and you know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get Varian to come and join us, but I don't know. I'm sure he's in this group, but if not, we'll add him in.
He is.
Yeah, well, he should join us and praise him.
One of us.
Only 4 levels are available. In this, everything else is incomplete. Will they be finished? Who knows?
Yeah. Although, as soon as who knows, and I can probably ask it tomorrow.
We've got Green Hill Marble Spring Yard Labyrinth you can play.
You can try to play the other ones if you want, but he'll get you.
He will. I am God. No, wait, no, he is. Praise him, praise him.
Praise him, praise him. The Sega screen is great, by the way. 300
Dude,
people watching Mega Duel stream. Well done.
Yay. It was good. And there was, like, a lot of people that weren't expecting that random screen to appear.
It only happens if you game over while in the Dark World. If you game over in the regular level, then it doesn't appear at all.
Yeah, oh, there you go then. I was hoping that'd be the case. Oh, that's so good.
Marble Zone is a dick if you watch the Mega Jubal stream.
Yes, it is.
The whole game is a dick. What are you talking about?
Everything's a dick. You can't. If you try to go to the goalpost in the Dark World, you'll just see him standing there, sitting down, waiting for him to come out. But he couldn't.
Quietly sipping a cup of tea.
Pretty much.
Eating a Jaffa cake.
I think I have Jaffa cakes in the house for once.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Jealous.
In the boss, if you're a boss in the Dark World, you can't defeat him, but if you beat him, if you hit him a few times, you'll get a monitor that you can get back into the normal world and play properly.
Yeah, no, I think that's a nice touch, because train.
We are joined by the train.
Yep.
There are many trains.
Train wanted to say hi.
That is a recurring feature of Mega G-Wolf. Yes, a train.
Yeah. People know me because of that guy.
Join the Mega G-Train. I tell you that so far... In the community trophy voting, which you can see, this hack is leading the polls on the Polygon Gym trophy, which, you know, it fits it.
I don't know, I thought I'd prefer to see MBV win the Polygon Gym trophy because it's more fucked up.
Technically,
but, you know.
I don't think you should be voting for yourself. I was just saying
I didn't.
Yeah, if you were involved in a hack, don't vote for it. Even judges can't do that.
I didn't vote for
this,
it. What
this,
are you
year,
talking about?
This year I'm able to vote for everything, though, because there was no hack then, which I did a major thing for it. I did,
yeah.
I gave Aquaslash the Sonic 4 boss music, which you'll hear from Dimps Edition, but that's it. That's all I had. Nothing significant. So far in the community trophy rankings, for the Hidden Palace, Earlier, which is now second place, is Sonic Generations Unleashed Project. Now we've got Sonic 2 Recreation Part 1. We will talk about this hack
gross.
One day. We will talk about this hack one day. I don't know if you want to talk about this hack right now. Or will we leave
it? Don't. I really don't.
What? Did I miss something?
You did miss something, but... Let's just,
okay.
It was, just say, Better Talk Sonic 4. It's a good idea to not submit an actual playable ROM until the update's deadline. So he trolls us by giving a ROM that just has a Sega screen, title screen, you click it and it's going back. Which is really unfair because, you know, judges are allowed to look at your entries before the update's deadline. They will not vote, they can't judge for it until the final submission. So you had nothing to worry about. But to do that really pissed a few judges off. But I'm sure everyone enjoys Sonic the Recreation. It's an okay hack. We will talk about this during the week. I am stuck on a part in Chaos Angel, so Red Hot Sonic, if
there's
you're listening to
this... There's one thing I
will
say.
Act 3.
Whoa, whoa!
Oh no! But before the actual review, but there's one thing I would like to say, and it's gotten way too much hype, and it doesn't deserve half of it, in my opinion.
That's basically my whole stance with this hack. It's a great hack, but...
But we'll talk about this in detail in a little bit.
Dear Red Hot Sonic, please stop waving your dick about like this is the greatest thing ever and how everyone should do it like the way you did it.
We're not going to praise him.
Yeah, we are not going to praise him. We will only praise him, which is not Red Hot Sonic. Anyway.
Praise his microphone abilities.
Yeah, Super Egg, if your microphone is... You know what, I'm going to... Yeah, I did it on him. He can come in when he fixes his mic.
Your microphone is dead, is what it is. I think it died.
Yep. Anyway, let's talk about the next entry in the hacking contest, which will be... I'm loading this entries page because I keep on... I think the site's probably getting pretty much a lot of traffic right now.
Thanks, Mega G Wolf.
I wonder, maybe our next time we should have probably had it on the virtual server, the SSRG server or something, which would be more powerful. Who knows?
Mark's server is taking a battering.
Yeah.
What's that? You regret asking me to promote the thing now?
Imagine what we're going to get when Johnny starts his stream. Like, you think this is bad?
Yeah. No idea.
There is going to be nothing. It's just going to outright crash.
This is a taster of what is to come.
Oh, delicious. Dear God.
Has anyone played Classic Sonic and Sonic 4 Episode 2 yet?
I can't.
Has someone?
Okay.
If you have, please say. Okay. Okay. Right.
So, is it good?
Okay, basically, it's not that much, but it's what people have wanted. When Sonic 4 came out, people were unhappy about the fact that it was modern Sonic being played rather than classic Sonic, and they complained about other stuff like dimps and the music and level design and everything, speed boosters, yada yada yada. WFF has made everyone happy, hopefully, by having the
changing
classic
one
Sonic
very small thing.
Classic Sonic and Tails in Episode 2. Hopefully we can have this in Episode 1. And on a bonus, as a bonus, please fix the music, especially in Episode 1. I will bring this up. I don't hate Jun Senoi, but his music in Sonic 4 has been very bad. Episode 2 was a lot better, but Episode 1 was basically bad instrumentation. At Summer of Sonic,
I didn't like Episode 1. Episode 2 was a major improvement, though.
Summer of Sonic, he played Sky Sanctuary and Wendy and Ripley on his keyboard using the Sonic 4 instrument, which was probably the worst thing he could have done. I would rather have praised him in my dreams than that. But the thing with this entry is there's not much to it, but it does add something that people have asked for. So it's just a visual mod, but it will make people happy.
So okay,
he also replaced the special stage music with a remix by Falk.
Ah, good work. Falk is a good person, by the way. He and a lot of people did music for after the sequel. If anyone is asking, if you're listening to the video, you'll hear a lot of, you'll hear the Sonic Generation soundtrack played, and I was not able to transfer stuff, a lot of stuff, over to my laptop, which I'm doing the stream in case I have to go downstairs. We will have more music in our next stream. We'll have after the sequel and a lot of Sonic tracks. I will keep it Sonic because, although some people may like Yari Pamu Pamu, for example, I'm not sure if it's going to be appropriate. I mean, we could talk about Praise Him and Pon Pon Pong's on.
Or Candy.
That would be really appropriate, actually.
Awkward.
Next up is another entry. Okay. Next up is another entry, which I'm not sure if some people played it, but I have. It's Egg Fleet and Sonic Adventure DX. People are still making Sonic Adventure DX mods. It's mostly Generations people are doing now. I would have liked to see Egg Fleet and Generations, because I feel it would have been a lot more improved over this, because it was very buggy. That was my main concern with it, is it was very buggy. And I would like a Generations version of this.
Like I said, my only issue with this is it is on Sonic Adventure DX. Otherwise, I think it's pretty fucking good for a, like, it could be better at some points, level speaking wise, but I mean, from the other Sonic Adventure DX level mods I've seen, this is probably the most in-depth and actually done.
I need to get my old Sonic Adventure DX running so I can try it out, to be honest. Someone told me it doesn't work with the Steam version, is that right?
I've never done the Steam version because the Steam version is a piece of shit. I am glad that when they released Sonic Adventure 2 for the PC, they actually had the fixed resolutions, and you can have whatever resolution you want, rather than you're stuck in 4x3 and that. So yeah, if you're playing this, I'm not sure if you can do it. Yeah, you have to have the 2004 version, which is very easy to get. You know, you can buy it online, I think. I'm sure you can get the CD, or you can ride the
find some other
pirate.
Way.
You can go to thing. We do not condone piracy here. We are legitimately playing games here.
I'm not.
Okay.
Being a pirate is alright to be. Do what you want, because a pirate is free.
Whilst I bring this up, Virgin Media and any other UK ISP that tries to block the Pirate Bay, it does it. The way you do it is crap, because you block a domain, and then instantly, seconds later, you can use another domain. Great job. I can't wait until you try and block porn, because it's the same shit that's going to happen.
Yep.
Please, can we have Boris Johnson as Prime Minister? Please!
What? Alright.
I would love to have Boris Johnson as PM, as would a lot of people.
And Train Brock. Does. Train would like that.
I'd love Barack Obama as Prime Minister.
You don't know Obama!
Wow.
Next up, I know we're going to lose Dalek Sam in a few minutes. He has to go soon. But, has anyone played Mecha Harvest by GT Cooper?
Nope, I'm saving that one for a surprise blind playthrough.
Okay. Is there anyone else?
I haven't downloaded it. I haven't done it yet.
I've basically so far briefly went through everything. I need to, like, there's some entries that I've played the entirety. From what I see, is basically, I didn't really see much interest in this. It was just basically I'm using 128x128 chunks. It's not much compared to previous things by GT Cooper. I would like to see an improvement by next year. Unless I've missed something that I should look at, I will go for this hack.
There's like a box in there that turns it into like the most amazing hack he's ever played just by hitting it.
Ah, is there? Okay.
I don't know. I'm just saying, imagine if there was. You're like, I don't know, this one doesn't seem too great. And then he goes back and plays it again, and it's like, what have I done? I've said such bad things.
Oh, I could tell it was just one level, right?
Yeah. Male Sonic Hyperdrive.
Starlight.
Yeah, I only saw it like Starlight, so I was like, oh, is there anything more to this? It's just so empty in a way.
Which is really a shame, because the one level that he didn't make playable looked kind of interesting with the three-quarter view and everything that you can see in the screenshots.
Perhaps this is an entry that should have just been towards next year. They were a good... Okay, I will tell you this.
Yeah.
If anyone remembers someone called Jan Urbaza, he made this hack called Sonic 51. So far, it's promising, but he did not complete it in time. I want to see that next year as a complete hack.
There's one thing I would like to say. I would have entered this year, but I had barely anything ready.
I would have done the same.
No, but I will definitely have an entry for you guys next year. So look for that.
I have an entry this year. It's like going to win every trophy known to man. It's just throwing that out there.
We're just going to call I'm going to call my hacking group Hackus Maggie. Come and Hackus Maggie Games.
I don't know. I think we should find something else.
We should keep that name, Spanner. It's glorious.
It was for my hack, which was going to be called Sonic Excursion. If anyone remembers the TSSC news story. Everyone likes TSSC. He complains about the attendance of Sonic Boom. He had this grudge because it's in St. Louis, which is the dangerous city in the world. And Sega are holding there because Brad Flick lived in St. Louis. And yet Brad Flick doesn't even live in there. So yeah, Tristan, I think you should just cover this
best
hack instead. You should, Tristan, cover this contest done rather than Sonic Boom.
Could we just have Sonic Boom in Houston? That'd be great. We'll just do it in the Astrodome.
Or Sonic needs to be in Northern Ireland. That'd be better.
That'll never happen.
No, it never will happen, but it would be nice.
Well, get a job, get money, come visit me one day.
Gay.
But anyway, I will be seeing you.
Rip.
It's been fun, but I'll sign off. Goodbye.
We'll see you again.
Goodbye.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi.
Hopefully Dalek Sam will be... Let me try this. Try.
So, what hacks have you guys actually talked about, by the way? I forgot to ask.
So far, we've only done an ordinary Sonic ROM hack, classic Sonic from Episode 2, Egg Fleet, Mega Harvest, and we're going to go on to another one. But about Dalek Sam, he intends to do a few radio streams, and he's also going to be doing something that you should watch, a music making SMPS thing using Mid2SMPS in FL Studio. This will be on Saturday. If you want to know how to use Mid2SMPS properly, you will need to watch that stream.
Ooh.
Delicious.
Yeah.
I used to be interested, but I'm not, but I'll go to that anyway.
So
yeah, I used to think to myself, because when I was doing my own hack, I was like, yeah, I'm going to get some musics in there, and then I never did, because obviously I lost everything, and yay, fun times.
It's been spoken.
If you're watching live, you have 1 hour to submit a Green Hill Zone layout. Please do it. If you can do this in 30 minutes or less, just do something. Submit it with the disassembly provided to shc@sonicresearch.org. We only have one entry so far. If we only have one entry so far, the hack that we are going to release at the end of this contest is only going to be one act long, unless you want the other two acts to be Straight Line Zone.
I love Straight Line Zone. Let me tell you about that Straight Line Zone.
It was the best straight line you ever saw.
it's like so straight that you'd think,
well, it's damn. So straight that it almost loops around back into being bendy.
It's so straight it makes Vladimir Putin look gay.
Talking of Vladimir Putin, we will talk about Sonic Winter Adventures by Vladik Komper at some point during this week. It's a good entry. Anyway, next up is Metal Sonic Hyperdrive. This keeps on getting submitted every year.
You make it sound so bad. This keeps getting submitted every year.
It's got better.
That's what I've been hearing.
It just has some, it's by MK Darkon. It's got
delicious.
Metal Sonic. Sonic.
What?
Yeah, carry on. Go on.
I was going to say, I have played the previous installments of this hack, and I enjoyed it. I think I've beaten it.
You kind of sounded uncertain there.
Well, like, I liked it. No, I said it was one of my favorites, but yeah, I liked it. I'm looking forward to seeing the improvements, though.
Okay, so quick question. So is TSSC going to be talking about the contest or not? Because
I have no idea. I believe Bleach Hedgehog did something last year, but hasn't happened. Last year and the year before, this whole contest week was part of Sage, but we're doing it on our own this time, and we don't know when Sage is coming, if at all. So if you're asking about Sage, I don't know. Nobody else knows.
Sage is just going to be a thing. It's going to come out at you like a thief in the night. Like I'm using biblical references right now. That's just
like a thief in the night.
Like I said, that's Mega G Wolfenstein, everybody.
I guess.
I don't know. Tomorrow is going to be another daily contest. We might, however, include the level design one again as part of it.
Now that I know that this is going on, I'll announce that to people, because I had no idea that that was a thing.
Yeah, we are doing daily contests. I don't want to tell you what the contest is, in case people work on number of fans.
Just poke me before I stream or something, and then I'll mention it during that.
Yeah. I did mention it. I guess we'll allow for more layouts if nobody can submit them in. Maybe they're all trying to work on it so hard, and then we're probably going to get about a bunch of others. Metal Sonic Hyperdrive, it's a massive improvement. I see all new levels and everything, like the mix of different games all into one level.
Obviously I'm gonna have to play it later, but like I'm not gonna say like I'm not entirely interested about it, but like just the concept of having characters that don't exactly match together in one giant clusterfuck of a hag just doesn't seem appealing to me. And I mean,
yeah, that was a really off-putting vibe when I played it the last 2 years, when you destroy Anaxes. Little recolored Kirby's come out, and it's like, what is going on? But he finally took that out.
Like I said, I'm going to go take a look at it later on today, like probably in the next 30 minutes, I don't know, whenever I feel like it. But I mean, like, by no means I'm saying this hack is bad. I'm just saying that right off the bat, I'm already kind of off-put by the simplistic thought that there is Mario, Kirby, and every other clusterfuck character in this game.
Well, he says in the finished version they're going to be kind of cutesy unlockables, and they're not really part of the story or anything, so...
Okay, then. Well, I guess that'll be something I'll have to look out for, then. Oh, hey, Devin. I forgot that you're on here. I forgot that I'm sitting here like, wait, who the hell is Devin Reeves? I'm just like, oh, it's Mercury. Okay. So tell me, has the site decided to let you into her private chambers?
You say I'm broke?
No. What happens is that a few days back, the site didn't recognize him as being a judge. So I kept making jokes that essentially the website is a classy female and that Devin isn't treating her right. And so I asked various questions like did he take her out to dinner? Like, specifically, it had to be at least a 3-star restaurant, at least. I think at one point I asked, did he make her pay for the tip? And I'll have to go. I can't even remember. I think at one point I just said, just go ahead and just tear that shit up. But apparently he didn't have to because Mark fixed it. Lucky you.
But if the site is a lady, does that mean it would be Mark's daughter?
Hey, all man, these questions and more answered on the news at 5.
Okay, does anyone else have anything to bring up about this?
Yeah, Mario is better. Oh! No, I'm kidding.
I thought the layouts were really good this year for Metal Sonic Hyperdrive.
Really?
Yeah, the way the curves and things work with the platforms reminded me a lot of Sonic and Knuckles.
Hmm.
It was actually really fun.
Wow, you hit something. It was actually fun.
I wasn't really looking forward to it, having played it the last 2 years. It's like, I don't want to go through it again. The Labyrinth Zone. This terrible endless loop that was just, but that's all just been replaced with really fun levels now that I was really surprised by, so.
Cool.
Good on MK Darkon, I suppose.
How about Sally and Acorn in Sonic 2? Is it just Sally Acorn in Sonic 2, just what it says in vanilla?
With moves.
With moves. Eh.
That's pretty much it.
I was never a big fan of Sally Acorn, so whoopsies. I guess
yeah,
obviously, like, we had to all play these hacks, and people that are listening that are wondering, like, don't worry. I'm not saying these hacks are bad, it's just that some of these hacks, though, just looking at them, the appearance of them just kind of off-putting. Sally Acorn is just not my thing.
It's like if someone in this contest made an Amy Rose hack, I'd be like, don't care if I'm a judge, fuck you!
What was already happened by the same person.
Yeah, funny that.
I grew up on setting him.
I don't think I'm able to say fuck you to any hacks for this contest simply because I already did that already. Whoopsies. We're not bringing that up.
UN22 size art is really good. That would basically be the only reason to play it.
I got bored last night, I don't even know why, and I was like, I don't want to judge hacks tonight, so what am I going to do? I know. I'm going to take Sonic 2 Nick Arcade, completely reap everything out of it, and then go play Sonic 2 stuff into it and see how well that works.
And how did that about go?
It works pretty well. I can send you a link if you really feel the need to look at it. I mean, the only thing that doesn't work is... Actually, I think everything works.
Well, there you go.
Well, I mean... You just can't go to any level because basically I've already shut down every other level. There's nothing there.
Oh.
Sorry.
You sent me.
I think like, what we're going to do is talk about after this. We'll talk about 2 more hacks and then talk about other stuff so we can do stuff on Wednesday and cover stuff on Friday as well.
Okay.
So. I don't know if we'll do a stream tomorrow. I'm not sure if we can find stuff to talk about that isn't the hacks. This is our video stream.
Huh, Sonic 1 CD. What? Oh, yeah. I'm just looking through the various IRC channels I have open at this very second, so... Apparently people are listening in from, like, Okas and stuff, so I'm just like, oh, that's cool, I guess.
Okay. How many people are listening right now?
So far, let's have a look.
12.
Nine, because nine. We had about 16 before the server messed up.
Oh, I thought it was because I joined in.
No.
And everyone's like, aha, what's this guy? Nah, get rid of that guy. Oh, did I hear myself?
I think really the issue is that we don't have the video embedded in the page yet because Mark didn't have time to do it today, so...
Yeah, I wonder about that, because there's usually a little something that's kind of on the main site.
Yeah.
We will sort it for next time.
Also, just a quick comment. Earlier I mentioned this while I was in class, while I was in school and doing shit on IRC. And I noticed that this group on YouTube called The Geek Critique is streaming us too, so I'm just like sitting here like, well damn, there's three different sources that are streaming the Sonic Hacking Contest. Huh.
Definitely,
this is probably the best contest we've had since 1890.
Since 1890?
Did you not read it? Oh, wait, did you not read it?
No.
No, Megan, hold on. I gotta find. I made a news article in essentially announcing Some Call Me Johnny, and essentially I mentioned, long story short, that the contest has been around since 1890.
Oh. Yeah, I don't read. I'm like.
Did they actually play with actual hedgehogs during hacking at that time? Did they do the did they paint them and call it a pallet hack? And
pallets.
Yeah,
like in Alice in Wonderland, where they play croquet with hedgehogs.
Oh dear.
I can't.
Try to get them to go around a loop.
I would really like to hear the 1901 version of Escape from the City.
It would be like one of those. It would be like those one of those pianos in a Western film, I guess. And like,
oh God,
that's amazing!
I can't even think of one like how it would sound like. I'm sitting here thinking like what it sound like from like the 1930s with the big bands and stuff. It's like rolling around at the speed of sound. Got a place to go, gotta follow my rainbow.
You gotta think about one of those like the singing style of Singing in the Rain, and then do it. Rolling around at the speed of sound. The classic piano playing in the background.
Okay, let's have a look. What else? Yeah, did we really talk about Sonic 1 CD? Because, you know, I believe this is this person's own work, and it's an actual complete Sonic 1 CD, unlike what some other people have done, which is only partial levels.
We know people who've done like a whole thing, but the thing is that with this, all it is that he's done is, well, actually, no, yeah, you're right. But I mean, the problem with this is that, like, I've talked to this guy in RC, we've talked about this, and basically he's just stripped Sonic 1 down to be able to fit into various different 128 KB MMDs, and just plastered it into a template, as opposed to actually handwriting everything to make it work properly with a Sonic CD, a Sega CD. So, I mean, I'm slightly impressed. I mean, because somebody actually is going into Sega CD, even though I myself don't completely understand it, and I'm pretty certain if somebody's listening, they will probably slap me silly, but it's okay.
Okay. Hold on.
As far as the player experience goes, though, it's just Sonic 1 with worse music.
Basically. I hope you like Sonic 1, because...
Yeah, next, Sonic 1... Seems to be all Sonic 1 this time. Sonic 1 Color Contrast, another entry played by Mega G Wolf.
I was surprised, actually, because when I first, I think I played a version of that a long time ago, and it was just terrible. But then it's evolved into something. So that's quite nice.
Let me go look at the entries. I forgot half the entries in here. Well, see, I know you're right. A lot of these are Sonic 1 entries. There's a few Sonic 2.
I remember color contrast being is just like it was this crappy palette thing. At least I thought it was going to be. I suppose it might just have been a proof of concept or a very early stages at the time. I'm glad to see that it's actually got a decent gimmick that was quite enjoyable, and I'll probably go back to it and try and like get more levels done.
Hold on. Let's see. We have a lot of them are Sonic. I'm seeing a few Sonic 2, so that's always good. Is Classic Heroes Sonic 2 hack, or is it Sonic 1 hack, technically?
Sonic 2.
It is. Okay, that's what I thought.
We all talk about the hack on another day because we want to have stuff for Wednesday and Friday and any other day that we're going to talk about this. So,
The Winter Adventure for Vlad, I've talked to him. He basically, it's a Sonic 1 hack, but at this point, it might as well not even be Sonic 1. Like, he's changed some of the stuff out. It's kind of indistinguishable to be considered Sonic 1 from what he's told me.
Ah, nice.
Also,
later on, I'll be able to talk about more hacks myself, because I've played more of them.
Yeah. What hacks have you played besides the ones we've already discussed?
The only other one that I've played that we haven't discussed is S Factor.
Well, we would mention that another time, but
How about Sonic versus Camera? I heard from Marky that it was a pain in the ass to play because the concept of a camera being a separate controller or whatever was kind of strange. I can't remember.
It was a proof of concept, but again, we will talk about that another time. I guess what we could do right now is just generally discuss the contest, I guess. You know how it's gone so far.
I broke record today because of the whole thing.
Didn't get 300 every time. I thought that was normal for you.
Dude, no way. I get like on a good day that something. Okay, so the way it goes is there is three kinds of streams I can do.
Mm-hmm.
There are the Sonic streams that are usually planned out in advance, and I'll tell people that they're happening, and I'll get like 200 odd viewers, 200 or 300 now odd viewers, and that'll be like the most I'll ever get. And then there are the ones that are normal planned ones that aren't Sonic related, and I might get 100 viewers, maybe a bit more. And then there's the ones that just randomly happen, and I'll get anywhere between 50 to 70.
I need to come and listen to Go and Johnny's stream later on to see how many people get that.
I know, apparently lots of people are excited about Johnny's stream, so it seems that this move that I had planned out secretly was a good move after all. I didn't think, honestly, the contest would be such a big thing.
Oh. Wait. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he thinks of it, considering I'm going to be up for it anyway. sleep? What is that? I don't even...
sleep is for the
week. I genuinely go to bed about 3 or 4 and wake up whenever. Who knows?
What time is it now in Britland?
It's 22 minutes past 10, which is 22:22.
Oh, okay.
So it's just how it's happening.
Not that late.
Oh, God. Nah. Is this stream down again? No, it says encoded.
It's Mark.
It's Mark.
Hello. Is he streaming? I do not know what's wrong with this radio stream. I'm going to...
I have no clue. I have tried 8 different ways of embedding this stream, and it does not want to work.
Did you treat it like a lovely lady? I would give you the same advice I gave to Devin. Did you treat it like a classy lady?
Well, I treated the website like a classy lady, and it started spewing up temp files at me.
Huh.
Have you checked the activity logs, by the way?
It depends what you mean by activity logs in this case, dear.
Like bandwidth and that.
I love that. Depends on what... Speaking of, guys...
Go on.
No, go first. I was just
no, I was just going to say, the logs don't show anything strange. It was just a hiccup on DreamHost.
Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with this video stream. I'm going to ask about it later. Because Reverie usually streams fine and doesn't get these hiccups, so it must be something on my end.
Well, because I'll put it this way.
I've never used Sam Broadcaster before.
It's working just fine, and I can access the stream from something like Winamp and everything like that. I just can't access it from anywhere else.
I've had it working in Google Chrome. So again, I will talk to my server host and see if there's anything we could do. It was
I'll see if they already have like a web player implementation anywhere for that stuff.
I'm sure like Sage last year was. There was a web.
And there we go, it's now buffering again and won't load.
Fun times!
Sage last year had a web client, but I think it was like a hacked SoundCloud version because.
That sounds lovely.
Well, it fits, because, you know, we hack games, and then they hack SoundCloud, and then everyone hacks everyone.
Very true. Well, as I said, I've tried two JavaScript implementations, one HTML5 implementation, and a couple of Flash implementations, and none of them want to actually stream this thing.
Did you press the easy button?
I did.
Well, that didn't work.
I also pressed the advanced button and did all the little things.
It'd be funny if there actually is an easy button right then, you're just clicking it. Fuck!
No, dude. Look, let me help you out with this. I got the perfect button for you. Hang on. You ready? You ready for this? I don't think you're ready for this.
No, there we go.
There you go. Press that.
Is it a that was easy button?
No. There you go. Just that will solve all your issues.
Make everything okay. Oh, this should be interesting.
Yes!
Yeah, so I do apologize for the video. We are going to fix it next time. I wonder maybe we should just do it on one of the live streams, I guess, because at least we're guaranteed of it working.
I don't know about live streams, because I couldn't get guaranteed working earlier.
Yeah, but still, it's a lot better. It's a lot better than what we had earlier, though. That's the thing. But what we've got right now. So I guess that's something we could look at. If the video server's not helping, then we could definitely just do it on our live stream site. Let's have a look on our we've only got one level layout. I think this hack that we're going to be doing is only going to be one act long, unless it's straight line zones or something, or maybe tomorrow, which is going to be a level art contest. Perhaps level layouts will also be accepted, as there's going to be another round up. You can do two things for it.
I think the problem is because it's during the week, people are actually busy during the week. Mm. However, I think the big hack one definitely has incentive for, definitely.
Yeah. I was thinking about it a few days ago, and I was saying, okay, I think maybe this is something we could also have. So I asked Mark Jester, who's the one who offered to give out money for the Hidden Pals, and I said, is there a chance we could get another bit of money to do this? And I told him, could we do this? And this is how it's going. And I said, okay, as long as the entry's got all these requirements that I said, it's fine. So you've got to meet the requirements for it. Marky Jester has got the money. Ayla previously offered cash prizes but never got them done. You will get the money this time. Don't worry.
Like I say, if you extend the level layout one by an extra day, I can promote it more. Now I know about them.
Yeah. I guess it's really my fault for not. There's a lot of stuff that I didn't do until today or the day before that, you know. So I thought people were like, okay, well, we can still. I know.
I'm sorry. It's very everything that normally happens is everything's always last minute.
Basically.
I had, I had no idea how I was going to be streaming this, and I got told, use Sam Broadcaster, and I was trying to figure out everything, and I'm sure it's recording, but sometimes it's all dropping out. It's a shit laptop I've got, but I'm doing all this stuff on the laptop in case I've got to go downstairs, because this machine's in
my main PC. I don't think that's what the problem is.
But I'm not sure. We will figure it out. But we've got the big trophy. Please, someone. A cash prize.
Does this mean I have to actually make a big trophy icon thing in the style of everything else?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me this beforehand?
Because I just thought about it this weekend.
Yeah. Don't worry, I've got something ready.
Mark, you don't have to just randomly throw a big picture on there and just like, here's a big trophy.
No.
That's it. Just get a picture of a giant trophy. Yeah.
No, it needs to be done properly.
No. Clarity is the best comedy. I don't even know where I was going with that. Okay, so I got 721 tweets. We should make this to 750.
What? Are you talking about the Twitter account?
I'm just talking about mine in general.
Jesus.
We are promoting Twitter now. We've got 17 followers. Yeah. Well done. I made this today after I was trying to find an email address to use, and I said, well, I'm going to make a one on Outlook.com. And it worked, and I have this now. So, thank you, followers. Please keep on following.
Where's mice?
Speaking of following, congratulations, G, for having 300 people in that stream at once.
It's the most I've ever had before. I honestly think that, like someone pointed out, that it's probably a big help to Johnny as well, because he promoted my stream, so...
Johnny gets thousands of views per day or something. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Dude, I know what it's like, you know, but just saying, just because I have only a third of what he's got in subscriber count.
Don't worry, you'll get there soon, G.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And since we're out, it doesn't also help as well that we're being, like I said, we're being promoted by Geek Critique, so it's just like, well, dang.
Well, goddiddly dang dang it.
Gotta love that Mega G Wolf. Mega G Wolf.
Wolf.
Anyway, I'm gonna get back to try and game this Flash player or web player or whatever I'm gonna use player working, so I'll be back in a bit.
Okay, if we don't get it working, then we'll try and talk to the host at some point. It was me who set the server up, and I'm saying, look, any chance we can have this radio server up? I set this up months ago, because I wanted a radio server for the site. So, I was doing everything in advance, I was doing something. We've got about 30 minutes left of the stream, so you've got 30 minutes left, 29 minutes actually, to do a level layout if you can. It's just so
good
much.
Good luck.
Someone made a 30-minute hack at one point. I'm sure it was D.A. Garden. Could you do it again?
No, that was Erixian that made that 30-minute hack.
I thought it was D.A. Garden. He definitely did something. I'm not sure if it was public or not.
Oh, then I must be thinking. When there were, like, recently, because some guy made this really crappy hack, and he was using Son MP3... He's like, this is the best hack ever, guys. Best hack. You guys just don't know high quality. And so Eric seems like, yeah, okay. So he makes a hack in 30 minutes.
Wow. That's amazing. And I should play it. Where is it? I need to play it.
Oh, my God, sure it is.
It's not even worth playing. The first 10 seconds of Emerald Hill Zone is slightly different. But, ooh, I got a message.
Don't you know? That's exactly what I do. I play a game. I played the original Green Snake. Look how that turned out.
Oh, Green Snake. This is what I'll say about Green Snake. Last year he pissed off a lot of people with what he was doing. He was basically stealing content from everything. And, you know, we talked about his hack. We even promoted it. We called it the Hack of Shame. I believe it is still up for download on the SSRG. So, if you go on SSRG and download it, and then play the current version of Sonic Queen Snake, you'll see a massive improvement. So it's good. Good Green Snake, he has done something. This is my gripe with things. We get so many idiots sign up. Okay, everyone's had their phase. I'm not denying mine. But it's like they don't even read the rules or how to do this or how to do that. There was this one person in particular who made a 27-page help thread and only learned one thing. And if he is listening, I'm sorry, but we're burying the fuck out of you. I don't care what you've got to say. Come on, 27 pages. But maybe in years' time, you will have improved, and people will respect you, and you will get unbanned from places and things like that. You know, you need time to go and improve yourself. It's just what with a lot of people, you can't jump in instantly and know how to do things. It takes time. There are people who did that. They didn't sign up for any sites or anything. And out of the blue, they show off this great hack. It's happened before. So yeah.
Sound like DeJo.
If you're... DeJo never submits anything. He never shows off anything.
I know.
And you know, please do something for once. Come show us what you're actually wanting people to look at, because it's something you keep on going on about. Show us what you can do.
Exactly.
Now I'll show you!
Oh.
It's no use!
It's no use!
But yeah, if you go on to the SSRG forums, click on discussion and Q&A, and there's a pinned thread called The Hack of Shame. Download it.
Okay.
And just see the amount of people that are shitting on this guy. And I believe, yeah, we gave him a second chance to do that. He got banned before or something, and we gave him another chance. And he gives us this hack he hadn't learned. So he goes away, and he learns new things, and he's got it now. No stolen content. And that's the thing, you know, if you've got stolen content, and we find
it... Yeah. I mean Spanner, sorry, you're rambling.
Hey, what? Mega G-Wolf, here's a bad hack you can play.
Okay.
Okay.
What were you saying, Mark?
No, I was just saying, you've gone on about this for about 10 minutes now.
I'm trying to fill up time.
I know, but it's boring.
Well, I'm sure for our Wednesday show, we'll definitely get it organised and that.
Yeah.
But no, this is really the opening.
Green Snake's hack actually does look pretty good for what it is. Tried a few bits of it. It was quite impressive. Is it stolen? I hope not. No. I will go with the benefit of the doubt. Is it worth a trophy? Quite possibly.
I would definitely give it the Tails trophy, which is the most improved hack from last year, because it's definite. You know, it's been a...
Well, of course, because last year was stolen.
Year was stolen, this year was actually not
couldn't
stolen.
Couldn't get any worse.
Okay, there used to be people who submitted in stolen content hacks and we'd give them the Vic Roll trophy. Well, unfortunately this year there was no stolen hacks, so there will be no Vic Roll trophy.
Honestly, I never liked the whole joke trophy type thing. I mean, okay, we've got a what the fuck trophy. Okay,
that's
we've
Polygon
got
Gem trophy now.
Exactly. Well, it's also and obviously we've got the big trophy, but they have a set. But they actually have set reasons. They're a bit. They are fun, but they're not stupid trophies. All our trophies are serious business.
We don't have the shadow
Sonic
trophy. We do not have
business.
The shadow trophy anymore. Which was won by Sonic and Friends for many years.
Tweakala has proclaimed it.
Tweakala, your Sonic Quran Bible or something. This it's interesting to say at least.
No, I think Green Snake and where is it? Metal Sonic Hyperdrive are both up for Tails Trophy this year.
Really? It's changed that much since last time, has it?
I think it has.
Hyperdrive has a lot better
from
levels.
From the small little bits that I've seen, yeah.
Well, Savannah wants us to mention that another time, so hopefully I'll play that tomorrow. I'll get around to playing that tomorrow on the stream. And that way, at least I'll have a bit prepared.
It doesn't seem that any of the judges have done any trophies for the main ones yet, unless the site's screwing up. But for the community trophies,
hold on, let me check.
For the community trophies, we've got for the Hidden Palace in the lead right now, 30% of the votes is Sonic 2 Recreation. For the Windy Valley trophy, community trophy, I believe that's the best art. We've got Metal Sonic Hyperdrive with 50% of the votes. For the DA Garden trophy, which is the music, 52.94 Sonic Winter Adventures. For the Lava community trophy, which is the level layouts, it is a tie right now between Sonic 2 Recreation and Sonic 1 the Harder Levels. For the 1100101 community trophy, it's Sonic Adventure 2
really?
Battle Network. And for the Polygon Gym trophy, it's an ordinary Sonic ROM hack by Praise Him.
Yay!
By Britfag over there.
Britfag over there.
Yeah,
I love you, Mark.
Oh my god, that hack. Like,
about
you, were you here when I mentioned my own thoughts about that hack?
I don't think I was.
Yeah, my main reason why I was so excited for it to come out was so that people stopped asking me about it.
Oh yes, I know that feel. I know that exact
feel. If anyone asked me for this hack that I would be playing, I would just send them Sonic and Friends and just say that this is the entry. And
I just told them to wait.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, so Mark, the website just shat itself.
Again? Oh, for God's sake.
You know, Mark, maybe next year we should probably have this on the virtual server, the SSRG server or something, just to be on the safe side.
404? Oh no, you're joking me, right?
Yeah,
that's not a good sign. Taking a good guess.
Yeah, this probably next time we'll definitely have this on a different server, even if I have some server to run.
Disabled for server. Yeah, it's been disabled for server load.
Oh my god. Oh,
wow.
Okay.
It seems that all of our attention has actually screwed us.
It's not this.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the difference. Mark's hosting is on shared Dreamhost. The SSRG and the virtual servers are their own dedicated servers. Virtual gets so much. Is it how much our bandwidth does it take by day, usually? It's like
retro. I don't know, but
yeah,
Jesus Christ, I'm
sure
really annoying.
Sorry, hold on. I'm going to tweet. Sorry for
hold out, programmer. So where's my Twitter access to this spanner?
I will give you it later.
I don't care. I'm just joking.
Okay, everything's disabled right now. Obviously, I'm gonna have to look to see what the fuck's going on.
More than likely, it's there being 1,000 people.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how my hack is for Hidden Palace and DA Guardian Trophy. No, Hidden Palace and Winnie Valley and DA Guardian Trophy. I'm just like, I don't see it for
my community trophies. I'm not going to discuss the judged main trophy because it would be unfair to say. But for the DA Garden, I would either go for Winter Adventures or the S Factor.
Yeah.
Sonic 2 Recreation's got some good music, but I just feel it's a little bit bland most of it. It's mostly instrumentation and the fact that Valley Bell could do much better, but it was just really limited. Like, even Sonic 4 had this problem with instrumentation. I could go on for about this, but I'm not going to. Lava Veef, I would have a think about that. Polygon Gym's definitely going to be an ordinary Sonic ROM hack.
It's going to be.
It has to be. I mean, come on. Polygon Gym, our eternal tech member, would be proud of this hack.
Speaking of Mark, why didn't you make it? Why? You should have made it to where, if he catches you, you turn into a motobug just for like a few seconds.
Because
and he pops you.
because that wasn't the point of the hack at all.
I know, but it'd be it's an interesting concept to think about.
Well, why don't you make this hack then?
Because I'm lazy.
Oh, well, there you go.
Maybe that's something I should have done instead of the big make a motorbike
adventure.
Trying
to think of the best place to put this now. Shit.
Tell your daughter to stop being such a cranky bitch and just let the people come in.
I'm wondering why, because I haven't received any email yet saying, oi, stop that shit.
Can you contact them about it and maybe they can check?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to ask them what was going on.
It'd be funny if that's the actual email you get.
The exact email. It's like, oi, stop that shit. You stop there right now.
Well, in one day, it's used up 4 gig of bandwidth, which is unusual for it.
Yeah, it's a popularity.
Even though I supposedly have unlimited bandwidth.
Yeah, but
the thing is, though, it wasn't actually
server,
bandwidth.
That's
the thing. It was server load, and I'm wondering why.
Tell me, Mark, on the server that you're hosting this on, who else used? Like, is there any other sites hosted on the server? By the way,
well,
hundreds
yes,
and thousands
shared,
of them.
It's shared hosting of a sort.
Well, and like any, sorry, let me phrase the statement. Any popular websites.
Most likely, yes, because DreamHost actually hosts a hell of a lot.
Oh, it's Dream... Wow, I completely missed that. Not when I think about it yet. Okay, carry on. I thought it'd be like this random house, like it'd just be this one server. It's just like, oh yeah, we have so many websites like that get 20 hits a month. Yeah. I feel so alone.
If you're listening to the video stream, I'm sorry for any site issues. We will get them fixed. I think generally we'll have our revenue do his stream. Her stream, actually, sorry.
Her.
Sorry, don't kill me. Revenue will be doing her stream.
In the next couple
in
of
15
years.
Minutes. It's scheduled for 15 minutes anyway. Then afterwards, Well, 1 a.m. in UK and 8 p.m. EST, we'll have some Call Me Johnny do his hack stream. He has a prior commitment and may start the stream later than usual, but considering that he's the last event of the day, he can go on for as far as long as he wants to.
Basically.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you play Zelda 2.
Oh, God.
I think that's what he's doing. I know he's doing the Zelda thong. Yeah, that's right. He's doing Zelda 2. I forgot.
Do, 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 do. I can't even remember how the fucking song goes. Yeah.
This could go on for hours.
Oh, I feel for the guy.
he's not going to be prepared for what's going to...
I'm actually interested if Johnny's played any of them before. I'm hoping he hasn't. Yeah, like any of them, because I'm hoping he hasn't, so he can see firsthand what this community can do.
Well, I mean, he's had some streams before where he played... I think in one stream he did Sonic 2... Sonic 2, Sonic 3 edition, but that was like an older version, so I don't know how well that goes about, but I know he's talked about it before in the group before, that he's played a few hacks every once in a while, so and yeah. I mean he's played some of the hacks like for the contest like a few days ago, so that way he won't be sitting there completely in the dark.
Yeah, I suppose so. No, I wonder. I don't know. I think he probably would have been alright being in the dark, because it would have added some good blind run stuff. Especially with a certain hack.
A certain hack. It's probably... I don't know. It's probably just ordinary Sonic 1. So I don't see what the problem is with it.
Exactly. There's no problem. It's just normal Sonic 1. I don't see what the problem is.
30 seconds and, oh my fucking god!
Mind you, although I like the new title screen, I think it kind of takes away from the initial idea.
Yeah.
Because I loved the idea of just, you know, it looking completely normal, even when you get into the gameplay, and then it changes. But I think with the new, like, scoreboard idea, then maybe this is better.
I don't know.
Oh, no, that's just personal preference, I guess.
Your personal preference sucked, Mega G-Wolf.
I know, it's terrible.
Oh, that's what I was supposed to ask you. Are you the same person as Mega G-Films?
No.
Damn it.
I know, I wish I could have claimed it, but unfortunately I didn't have his brand.
I thought it was you, and I told my friend that because we were in the midst of talking, and my friend Joel was like, oh yeah, I know the guy, I know that guy, it's Mega G-Wolf, but you know, he's just, I guess this is just his TF2 channel.
Nope.
So, nope. I'm going to have to go apologize to him and say that no, actually, Mega G-Wolf is not the guy that created Surprise Butt Sex, after all.
See, it sounds like the kind of thing I would create, and I understand why you get confused, but no.
Everyone has about 10 minutes left to submit a level layer entry. Well, I guess we'll have it on tomorrow as well, but if you can get in with those 10 minutes, well, hooray.
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 Hooray today.
God, I know this. Gay. I know this stream's been a little bit rushed today, but there's just so much going on. Next kind of stream that we do like this is going to be on Wednesday, so be sure to come and listen. There will be...
Oh, thank God.
The radio stream will be in use in other times as well. We'll get some people playing music as well, if anyone's interested. This can be arranged. But coming on Wednesday, and hopefully we'll have a bit more people in here, so there's less dead air.
Wasn't that much dead air.
It wasn't that much, like... but, you know, if we had maybe, like maybe six people, seven, just... So we can just keep
on
going.
Well, the thing is, though, the more people we have, the more people
we don't want to have it chock. We don't want to have it plot like completely chock a block with stuff. It's just, you know. The major one I've definitely said is for all the judges, if possible. I know if you can't make it, to come in on a Sunday, because that's the important one. That's the result show.
Yeah.
And then you'll have people like Dalek Sam and Overlord and other people who haven't played it. Who aren't judges, but they'll still offer their input. But, you know, it's been a good contest, and this is something I've brought up on the radio. This has been improved since the last few years. We would generally only get a few good entries, and the rest would be terrible, in a way, that they wouldn't win anything. But this year has been, there's been quite a lot of quality entries.
Well, I mean, at the same time, too, you gotta admit that. I mean, with the added media coverage, I mean, people do want to put their best into their hacks, so I think it's also, that's another reason why this, I find that this year is good just because of all the attention we're bringing, as opposed to, because, you know, I see Sage and I'm just like, I don't really get Sage.
Like, well, you know,
like,
I have to thank Sage, personally, because without that, a series I made wouldn't have been a thing.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I sit there and I'm just like, I mean, the whole thing with fan games is, and I'm not trying to be a dick here, but most fan games are horrible. Not going to sit here and lie. And...
Well, no, because the thing is with fan... Well, yeah, no, I agree, actually. But the thing is with fan games, though, the reason why it's more horrible, or can have a chance to be more horrible, is because there has to be an engine that you use, and sometimes that engine has to be made, and having... Sonic 1 to hack just gives you an engine... It's easier to make.
Fair enough.
And that's why I'm like a lot more...
Yeah.
What's the word? I'm a lot more appreciative of fan games in a way, because in the long run, to make one that even works, you have to know gaming knowledge. Like, you have to know how to program engines. Unless you use some kind of pre-existing thing like Sonic Worlds, I guess.
AeroGP just released his Game Maker Studio engine. Maybe that will help future... Sages have better game.
Yeah! That'd be good.
Speaking of Mercury, where's your engine at?
You asked the question.
The question. It's
the
on existence.
Question.
Kind of on hold temporarily until after December because I am working on a personal project so that I don't burn out on it.
Delicious.
Burning out? I have no idea what that is. I mean, I upload daily, then I'm not going to stream for this whole week, and then I also have to work on other things as well as do a normal job, and then...
Game grumps.
Game grumps. And I'm grump. Alright.
You would be...
Would I be a grump or not so grump?
I don't know. Speaking of game grumps, like, do you like it better without JonTron now, or is
yes.
it just me?
Yes.
Like I'm not...
And he's a lot better. He works with the Aaron a lot better as well.
I find it personally, like, I hear people bitch like, well, it's just not as funny. Well, I... yeah, I'll admit that it's not half as funny, but at the same time, though, they get shit done. I can actually sit through and watch a whole series with Dan, and I'm okay with it. Like, they're not sitting there like, Sonic 06 honestly should not be 109 or 110 parts. It really should.
I liked it.
I mean, like, half the time, though, like, there's this one part where they're running around, like, and John even asked, like, one of the persons on in the game, the NPCs, and it tells him exactly where to go, and he's just like, I don't know what this means. What? I define it's like episode 79. I can't remember, but like, I definitely think though with Dan there, like they got done with Legend of Zelda in 20 parts, which I'm impressed. I'm considering that they couldn't even they didn't finish Link to the Past. It's kind of
there seems to be more dedication now that Dan is more willing, and maybe he doesn't give up as quickly as JonTron does. Because I noticed that a lot of the time, the only reason the series ended was because John was like, ah, fuck it, I'm done.
I know, like, apparently I'm hearing from people, like, I'm hearing some things from other people that there was a fight between John and Aaron or something.
I heard that John, there's multiple things that people think, but the most solid stuff I've heard so far is that John was afraid to let people know the real him through Game Grumps.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't his scripted self. And the fact that he was moving, I think?
I've heard of that as well.
So I'm thinking, because that's what it sounded like when he was in the Polaris podcast, is he said that he was kind of afraid of people learning his true self. I guess that he wouldn't be able to hide behind his persona anymore.
There's a real John? I thought that
apparently
was...
Apparently. Yeah, I don't know.
Have you actually ever talked to John, by the way?
No, I haven't.
No. Oh, okay.
At some point, I hope to join the network Polaris, so I might get a chance to talk to him someday, but for the time being. I'm changing over to Maker Studios, and Maker Studios are the people who own Polaris, essentially. And I'm moving over to Maker Studio in October. And if I get enough coverage, like enough subscribers and views and such, then I get upgraded to... Well, originally it was upgraded to GameStation, but now it'll be Polaris.
So, I actually have been meaning to ask this too. So, with Game Grumps, like, do they get paid?
In general?
I guess, like, I'm assuming, because I'm sitting there like, do they have a day job, or what's the whole deal?
Aaron gets paid by his animations, technically, because of ad revenue on his videos. Same with JonTron. So, you could imagine that JonTron still gets probably thousands of views a day, just from his videos being on the internet in general. Same with Aaron, and they're earning ad revenue off of that. And then they do Game Grumps, which, again, each episode gets a couple of, you know, tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands, and they're getting ad revenue from that. So that is their job.
Okay, then, because I was going to say, I was like, I don't... Like, because I don't know how you... Like, do you make money on YouTube stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot are just, like, enough to wave your dick around, like...
This month I got 400.
Pounds?
Yes, pounds.
Okay, I was going to say, I was like, well, dang.
Yeah, that's about $620.
Yeah, which is pretty good. That'd be enough to buy me a new laptop. Okay, thanks.
And the thing is, apparently when I'm moving to Mega Studios, they promote a higher RPM, CPM, sorry, which is, it stands for clicks per minute, or like, it's basically how much you make per 1,000 view.
Yeah.
And so they promote a higher one than the one I'm currently getting, which because if I get like a 1 CPM right now, even if it's a 2 CPM, it means like I would double my earnings, practically.
Okay, I see.
We're just about out of time now. Thanks for everyone who have joined us. If you've came in late or had problems listening, well, it will be uploaded soon. No, don't be like that. So it's just going to be goodbye from everyone.
Goodbye from me.
Goodbye from Texas.
Goodbye, everybody.
So much life.
It's goodbye from praise him. From him. our next live show on the radio will be Wednesday. So be sure to be around for that. And thanks for listening again. Vevry's going to be streaming some music. And in a few hours' time, we will have some Call Me Johnny for his stream. So thanks for tuning in. Keep on playing the hacks and keep on voting. Thanks for taking part. 300 viewers on MegG will stream. Great job. Anyway, we'll see you next time.
Praise him.